Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Unraveled.
Yes,
unless you
it
just
is.
Got, and right, because it's
really
so early in Penny's career. You'd have to really mess this up, because what he's got with them right now is their confidence all the way that he is the way.
Yep.
He is sort of the gatekeeper to the NBA, not just to, as John said, to get through the gate, but to stay there.
No
right?
doubt.
If you do right by Penny and Mike Miller and this staff and these 70 to 80, show these 70 to 80 NBA scouts that are going to be there, right, you can cement your status. Mm-hmm. And so there's that belief in Penny that this is the guy that can get me there. I don't see that coming unraveled
yep.
right, in 1 year, unless it's a debacle. And like we've said for so long now, with this much talent, you just can't see a debacle on the horizon.
Very
again,
difficult.
you could have an injury or two, barring you know something all season long. You've got so much talent here that you
yep.
figure even if it's one of your most crucial pieces, as long as it's not all of them, you've got a chance to survive and still be pretty good. So again. You know, I think it's a case, John, where a lot of these national guys will take a look at this thing, and you just see the cover of the book, and that cover's got James Wiseman and Precious Achiuwa all over it. But you and I know, and all of this fan base knows, a lot more to it than that.
Absolutely. All right, we will come back. We're going to be joined by Leonard Draper. He will join us at 1:25. We will get his thoughts on the team, what he thinks might be the biggest problem, right? Let's ask somebody that actually knows, right, this roster and this team. About that, what he believes could be the biggest problem for Memphis, what he believes is possible for Memphis, what his perspective is on all of it. We'll do that at 1:25. Jason and John, 93.9 FM, ESPN.
Data message rates apply. National contest. Money. It's radio.com cash time. Money. Weekdays at the top of every hour, 9 a.m. through 5 p.m. on 92.9 FM, ESPN. And right now, we're putting cash in your app.
1 o'clock, code word is RACE, R-A-C-E. You can text RACE up until 2 o'clock to 72881. Text RACE, R-A-C-E, to 72881. We'll remind you about what the code word is here in just a couple of minutes, but this hour's code word for the first time here. 1 o'clock hour code word is RACE, R-A-C-E. Text that up until 2 o'clock, and your next code word at 2, right before Giannotto and Jeffrey. Text that to 72881. The word is RACE.
Celebrating a decade as Memphis at America's very best. This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, a radio.com sports station. 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Andro 400 Max. Man, that's a game changer. You know, I don't eat as much as I used to, and I don't miss it, and I don't feel deprived. I've lost 37 pounds, and a spare tire around my waist is gone. I mean, it's gone. Plus, I've got a lot more energy. You know, I couldn't be happier.
Now, listen to what Bill said about Andro 400.
I have tried all kind of different things to lose weight for years, and this thing is crazy. I've lost 20-something pounds. This is the best product I've ever tried. I don't get the urge anymore for sweets. It's amazing.
Guys, do you want to curb your appetite, lose fat, and feel great? Then try Andro 400, the natural testosterone booster that melts belly fat. Call 1-888-400-0435, 888-400-0435, or go to andro400.com. Andro400.com.
Right now at Thompson Machinery, your local Cat dealer, get 0% for 60 months with zero down on select new Cat compact equipment. Whether you're looking to buy, lease, or rent, we've got the right solution to fit your job site needs. Call Thompson Machinery at 901-245-6337 or visit tmcat.com/bigtimesupport. That's Thompson Machinery at 901-245-6337 or tmcat.com/bigtimesupport. Terms and conditions apply.
You value the safety of your family, especially when in your car. The Volvo XC90 has received numerous awards for its safety ratings, making it the natural choice for you and your family. Volvo Cars of Memphis has the safest cars on the road today and at a price you can afford. Volvo Cars of Memphis has served Memphis with an unmatched quality of service. You expect the best price, the best service, and the safest cars at Volvo Cars of Memphis. Drive safe. Drive a Volvo from Volvo Cars of Memphis.
Come right up close.
house.
Oh, I can't believe it. I used to see these fortune teller machines as a kid.
Oh, I think I have a quarter.
Soon, you will have questions about filling the gaps.
Gaps?
Medicare gaps.
How does he know how old we are?
I see everything.
Ooh. You can't predict the future, but you can prepare for it. Have questions about Medicare supplements? Give us a call or visit fdhealthplans.com. Farm Bureau Health Plan. We've got you covered.
You're in charge of hiring, and Indeed has solutions, like online skills tests, which let a candidate show that they're the right hire. We'll also have a dolphin chatter excitedly in front of the perfect candidate. Okay, there's no dolphin. But skills tests, that's a for sure.
See why independent research by Silk Road shows Indeed delivers three times more hires than any other job site. Visit Indeed.com/promo today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting. Terms, conditions, and exclusions apply.
Code word this hour is race. Text race, R-A-C-E, to 72881. Another code word is coming up at 2 o'clock.
Jason and John guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness, this is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Blood on a marble wall. I like the way they
It is moving season, so make sure you call my friends at Black Tie Moving for all your moving needs. If you're thinking about relocating with a home office, cross town or cross country, all you got to do is call the pros at Black Tie Moving, 316-6196, 316-6196. They have changed moving in the city of Memphis. When you're moving, you are not just moving things, you're moving pieces of your life. There's value there. Black Tie understands that. They're licensed, bonded, and insured. Their movers are professionally trained. I went with them 2 years ago when I moved. Didn't even think twice about it. Everything went where it was supposed to go. Nothing got broken. And that's really all you can ask for when you're going with a moving company. I know I'm well enough to know that they're the elite team in moving in Memphis. Give them a call, 316-6196. Book your move now. Black Tie can take the chore of moving your things out of your hands, make it that much easier for you. Black Tie Moving, change and moving in the city of Memphis. Call today. Hey, Jason.
Yes.
How was your weekend?
Got that Tiger football win down in Monroe, Louisiana. How about it, baby? Go Mike Norvell, Memphis Tigers. Go, go, go.
Go Tigers.
There you go.
That's what I was focused on.
Anything else?
I mean, that's the football, baby. 5-0. Going to play Temple on this weekend, 11 o'clock, as you know. I think that game's on ESPN 2.
Did the weekend end Saturday?
Just if you're talking about football, Sunday went to IKEA, got my first run through there, and cleaned the shower. Very productive Sunday for myself.
Now, can I ask
Appreciate you asking.
What did you purchase at IKEA?
Got one of the little wooden men. I don't know if you yeah. There's no
wooden
way I'm gonna.
Man.
It's a little statuette of a man, about a $9 man made CJ as a toy for CJ. A little wooden like Geppetto. You know what I'm saying? Geppetto made Pinocchio.
Okay.
Like a little guy like that.
Okay.
Yeah. I didn't buy a cabinet or bookcase, John. We were just browsing.
Okay.
Had not been there.
Well, thank you for sharing that.
Pretty eventful weekend, as you can tell.
Yeah, no doubt about it, because on Sunday there was a game. There was a game in London, Jason. The Chicago Bears took on the Oakland Raiders. Do you recall that game? Have you completely blocked it out from your memory?
You know, I've done a pretty good job since after started about 11:25 of putting this out of my memory, John.
Well,
after a little poetry hour,
I want to jog your memory. I want to bring back your memory. I wrote you a poem.
Well,
I wrote you a poem, and I'm going to read that poem to you right now.
Let me tie myself up to this pole while you whip me.
The autumn wind is a pirate, blistering in from sea.
Ridiculous.
With a rollicking song, he sweeps along, swaggering boisterously. His face is weather-beaten. He wears a hooded sash with a silver hat about his head. He whooped your bear's ass. He growls as he storms the country, a villain, big and bold, and the trees all shake and quiver and quake as he robs them of their gold. The autumn wind is a raider, pillaging just for fun. He'll knock you around and upside down and laugh when he's conquered and won. How did Antonio Brown do on his English paper?
Oh, you can't ask the same questions you asked in the
this
open.
This guy thinks he's Robert Frost.
How did he do on his English paper?
How many times have I been right on you? And is the next day me coming in here and spending 2-3 segments on it, putting it in your face? No, I move on like a grown-up, right?
What did you, like, what would you compare Josh Jacobs' performance to? Like, I'm just saying, like, what would you, was it like a comet? Was it like a beautiful comet passing through?
He's good. I told you that during the draft when you got
him. See again, right?
Like, he did it against a very good defense that had a subpar performance.
And I want to reiterate that that was the draft pick that you traded us for Khalil Mack. Mm. Who, if he was on the field.
Oh, so you feeling like you won that now, huh? You won that. Now you won the Khalil Mack trade, right? Because you're closer to a Super Bowl than we are. Because you beat us in London Town Sunday, right? That's what you'd like to have us all believe? Because get the hell out of here with that mess.
Ball don't lie, man. Ball don't lie. We got that dub, man. Like, at the end of the day, maybe you go on to have a better season than the Raiders. Maybe you go on to have the same season as the Raiders. But what we will always have over your Chicago Bears is that we won the game.
I will say, there is a part of me, Brad, I'm going to talk to you right now because John's being silly.
This hurts.
That asks, why, Lord?
I thought the same thing.
Why?
Because you've been a faithful servant.
Because this man here, he gets to get real giddy Friday night, was it, when you saw The Rock on?
Yes.
Right, looking one of the most electrifying performances.
No
doubt. Electrifying man in entertainment.
Burger King you on get crack.
You get to see that, right?
Yeah.
You get to do that. And then, a couple of days later, a man who, did you have some a big highlight on Saturday?
Yeah, Memphis football got a nice win.
That's mine.
Oh, okay.
Not yours.
We can't both share that.
No, that's mine. You can't celebrate that.
He gets the Tigers.
You can't celebrate. A man that last year, right, when the Chicago Bears had a better record than the Raiders, right, would not pay his bet.
No.
Which was to come to church,
that
Lord.
That bet is open-ended.
Lord, you know he didn't. Lord, you know he didn't take care of that.
That bet is open-ended.
He said he would do it. And yet, Lord, you give him this moment of victory, yet still yesterday.
I think this is a long game thing that Lord is trying to teach our John Martin. And what I say by that is we see how happy and giddy he is here.
Well, I don't know
if
John's learning anything right now.
No, but see.
I need to tell me. Explain it. What's the Lord's mission here?
It's a long season. We are only in week 5 of the NFL, okay? It is a long, long season. So the Lord is saying, gloat now, John, because at the end of the year, you will learn that it is a long game, not a short game.
I mean, he's not going to the playoffs.
Yeah, I'm not.
And he's going to have like the 11th or 12th pick.
Yes.
So I don't think there's some grand lesson he's going to learn. Like his team right now is far away.
Yes.
It had no business beating a team that we all came into the season saying is a real contender.
This man, Slim Shady, was on his knees just 5 weeks ago about Antonio Brown leaving his ass, going, why, Lord, why? And now we have John Martin gloating in front of us with this damn poem about the damn autumn wind.
I'm trying to understand.
The autumn wind is a raider.
Because, it's not my plan. It's the Lord's plan. And I've got to continue to let him do that.
With a rollicking song, he swoops along. And you can go ahead. And
too much good fortune, you would think.
Just join in whenever you want, Jason. I think you know the lyrics by this point. Swaggering boisterously. His face is...
Bearded.
He wears a hooded...
mask.
Sash with a silver hat above his.
Why would I know this mess?
He whooped that Chicago
tail.
Ass. You have to make sure it rhymes. He growls as he storms the. A villain big and.
Bad.
Bold. And the trees all shake and quiver and.
Blow.
As
wind.
He robs them of their.
Bounty.
Yes, this is good. So you kind of enjoy that, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Let's kind of bring it home. The autumn wind is a
raider.
Yeah, pillaging just for
the fun of it.
He'll knock you around and upside
down
and laugh when he's.
I don't remember.
He's a clown.
A clown.
He's a clown.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's what I wanted to say.
Hey, we got snap. It was like a hookah performance, man. That was absolutely inspiring. That was absolutely inspiring. Listen.
God blessed you this weekend.
It was a great weekend. I mean, I don't know what was worse, your performance against me in the fantasy game or your performance against me in the real game.
We haven't heard about
that. I'll let you choose.
No, we don't have to.
I'll let you choose.
We don't have to hear about that.
yeah,
I did have I had another one that I didn't tell you about is that on Saturday night I had the privilege of going to watch a 9-on-1 wrestling over at the Rec Room, John. And at a time, you know what I'm saying, I had no idea what was coming for me on Sunday with that Raiders loss. But maybe I should have known because one of the wrestlers, man, King of Memphis, as a matter of fact. I'm not sure if you're familiar with him or not, but he's fantastic what he does. And he comes out. I got little CJ there. I'm there with Anthony Sand, his son Gabe. And the guy comes out, and this is CJ's first wrestling
match. No doubt.
Remember, John, when you were asking me, when are you going to get CJ involved in the wrestling? Mm. That's back when you had passion for wrestling, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
That passion that came back to you on Friday when you saw The Rock.
It was fleeting, though.
So this big guy comes out. He's coming around the ring. Sane and the folks over 901 have given us great seats.
No doubt.
Right there as he comes around. And CJ, little young and naive CJ, goes up to this very large man that calls himself the King of Memphis, and he puts out his hand, and his little bitty hand.
Yep.
And the King of Memphis.
Oh, no.
The King of Memphis told my son, I don't high five little kids. Okay? And you should have seen my kid's face, but he was not done.
Oh, no.
So my kid's turning around with a sad face, and the big man says, and especially not little girls.
Oh, no.
To a five-year-old. And my son, my son, as I'm trying to figure out, are you going to be a man? Are you going to protect your broken son in this instance? You're going to stand up and defend? And all I could do was put my arms around that young man and said, he wants you to hate him, CJ. He did that on purpose he's a heel like Clay Travis. He's a heel. He just tries to get you to hate on him and get under your skin, CJ. So that's the way I had to explain to a five-year-old.
That is hilarious.
Believe me, he didn't understand. Yeah. All that he knew was that he'd been called a girl and that the guy hadn't given him a high five. I say all that to say great job by those folks. Great show they put on over there. It was my first time going, and we had a blast.
Especially not little girl.
Unfortunately, yeah. At the cost of my kid's confidence level and all that, I had a ball watching those phones talk my kid.
Did he cry?
Almost.
He almost cried.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Again, I had to go in deep explanation about why that man had said that. And again, it was because he knows your boy. He's trying to get you to hate him and to boo him.
Shouldn't King
Very
of Memphis be like a shouldn't he be a face though? Like you're the King of Memphis. You should be loved, you know?
Oh, their dude's a straight hate guy. Straight heel guy. It's all about hate him. Anyway, he was cool after. He was taking pictures with kids. Don't get me taking pictures with kids, all that stuff. But yeah, during the show, man, they're all the way in. Into character. Fantastic show they put on over at the Rec Room.
And I say this humbly, Jason.
So yeah, it was rough.
I guess I should say I ask this humbly, but was this the worst weekend of your life?
Jeez,
come on, bro.
Was it the worst weekend of your life?
Bro, I'm too blessed to be stressed. Are you serious?
But not really, though.
Are you serious now?
But the Bears lost to the Raiders, so and I'm your partner. So was this the worst weekend of your entire life? I mean, I'm asking humbly.
Come on, John. I'm a man who was smoking a month ago. By the grace of God and our listeners who came out and supported me and sent me their plans to stop smoking.
Jason, that's not something in black and mild this morning.
And be grateful for, John.
You can if you'd like. I'm just asking from a football perspective. Like
every Monday I get to come to work. I get to talk to a platinum blonde. Now most folks would say that's a good thing. You understand what I'm saying? That I get to come up every Monday morning, wake up and talk to a platinum blonde.
That's right.
That's a positive. That's a thing I can look at me grateful for.
And we're leaving town soon. You know, so cherish these moments.
You're leaving town.
Well, the platinum blonde is, you know. Well, this affair is winding down.
You think I'm gonna let Derek Carr steal my joy?
No, Josh Jacobs gonna let steal my joy. You're gonna let Josh Jacobs and John Gruden steal it?
Not stealing my joy. I'm blessed and happy and still praising God.
That is awesome.
When I'm high, when I'm low.
That is. I think there is.
I got Memphis football and I got 901 wrestling. Mm-hmm. Talk to me about the NFL.
Well, can we talk Cubs?
Nope.
At least you got them, right?
Don't even, we're managerless.
Okay. So you don't have Bears. You don't have Cubs. You don't have a quarterback. You don't have Black and Miles anymore. You're right. You're down to Memphis wrestling and 901 wrestling and Memphis football.
Mm-hmm. I hope you're proud of yourself today.
I am not proud of myself.
You had a choice here today. Whether to go high road, right? Continue on your journey. You see how blessed you are, how the Lord's blessed you. Everything that you got in life won this weekend.
That's so true, man. I did not take
fantasy reality.
I didn't take an L this weekend.
An opportunity here to be very grateful, John, how blessed you are. Are you taking it?
No,
you use 2 to 3 segments to do what? To Calvin Candy, your partner.
No.
To put him on the whipping post and to hit him over and over with your little rat poem.
I know you probably think that I just everything was coming up aces for me this weekend and that like I didn't have any kind of thing go wrong.
You didn't have nothing go wrong. Everything
but,
going
I will,
smooth sailing
I will tell
for you.
On my Altima, the tire pressure is low in one of the back tires, so I had to get some air in the tire this weekend. So does that make you feel just a little bit better?
You don't even drive the Altima.
Bingo.
I wrote a poem for you. Brad, help me out here.
Enough. Yeah.
The autumn wind is a pirate.
This is the last time.
Blustering in from sea. With a rollicking song, he sweeps along, swaggering boisterously.
Straighten him out, Lord.
His
humble
face
him.
Is weather-beaten.
I ask that you humble this
he
man, Lord.
Sash,
because you know why. It's not for me, Lord.
About
it's
his
for
head.
Him,
he
Lord. He
ass.
Needs it.
The autumn wind is a raider.
This man's headed for the
pillaging
wrong
just for
path.
Fun.
Lord, you got to humble
He'll
him.
Knock
you got to do it now, Lord.
Down and
it's
going
to take a great effort by you.
Laugh when he's conquered.
Because he needs it, Lord. Not
and
for me, but for
one.
Him.
When we come
empty
back,
me of myself.
The Oracle will join us. We can unite. As we stand on a united front when it comes to the Oracle, we always love it when we're joined by the Oracle. Leonard Draper going to join us on the other side. We'll ask him about Memphis basketball. We'll ask him about Pro Day. We will get his thoughts on the program, Penny Hardaway, the team, and more when we come back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN, your home of the Oakland
Raiders. Go Tigers.
Radio.com cash is coming up at 2 p.m. Get the code and you could win $1,000 from 92.9 FM ESPN.
Is your business still settling for slow internet? Well, time is money. Switch to Comcast Business now and get a great deal on fast, reliable internet. With a 30-day money-back guarantee, installation when it works for you, and 24/7 customer support. It's time to take your business beyond. Right now, get 75 megabit internet for $49.95 per month for 2 years when you add 2 voice mobility lines and sign up for paperless billing and auto pay. Plus, we offer solutions like powerful Wi-Fi that thinks about what customers want and automatic internet backup that can keep your business running. So what are you waiting for? Get the internet your business really needs. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Monthly service charge increases by $10 without paperless billing and auto pay. Offer ends 11/21/19. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment taxes and fees extra subject to change. Backup limited up to 8 hours.
If you know the value of good machines, then it's high time we got together. We're Bailey Industrial, builders of metal and woodworking equipment. Hardworking machines for hardworking people. We stand behind our equipment and make sure our equipment stands behind you with the after-sales support you need to keep your shop running smoothly, which means making sure you have what you need when you need it, typically shipping within 72 hours or less. So whether you're a fabricator or manufacturer of metal or wood products, go to 920machine.com and we'll send you a catalog, over 400 pages of what you love most, machines. So whatever you're looking to build or manufacture, do it with Bailey Industrial, the company you can trust to give you the equipment and service you can rely on. Because if it's worth doing right, it's only right to do it with Bailey. Get the Machine Lover's Dream Catalog free by calling 920-MACHINE or go to 920machine.com. Get your free catalog while they last at 920-MACHINE.com.
Tennessee, welcome to Save Yourself with Geico.
You go in for a hug, but the huggee pulls up for a handshake. You couldn't save yourself from the crushing inner cringe of a handshake-hug mix-up. But you could save yourself hundreds by switching your car insurance to Geico.
Yes.
You could save on motorcycle, boat, and RV insurance, too.
Nice.
Plus, the Geico Insurance Agency could help you save on homeowners and renters insurance.
Oh.
While your dopey arms, extended like a wounded bird, have become your biggest problem, you should know Geico is the second largest auto insurer in the country.
Okay.
Geico even offers 24/7 access to licensed agents and emergency roadside service.
Huh.
And while hugs don't always go as expected, you could expect your local Geico agent to help you save even more.
Ooh. You couldn't save yourself the embarrassment of a handshake hug, but you could save yourself hundreds with GEICO Online, over the phone, or at your local office.
The internet, you need it almost every minute of the day because, hey, you got shows to stream, you got emails to reply all to, and that's why you need Xfinity, because you can get the fastest, most reliable internet with gig speeds available so you can get online and get down to business faster. And Xfinity delivers enhanced network security so all your connected devices are protected. Get instant alerts when strangers are trying to hop on your network, set curfews with parental controls, and pause your Wi-Fi at dinner time. That's life with Xfinity, the best internet provider in America, according to speedtest.net. Now, that's simple, easy, awesome. Get started with Xfinity Internet for just $20 a month for 12 months with a one-year agreement, or get four times the speed for just $10 more a month for 12 months. Plus, add enhanced network security. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Requires eco bill and auto pay. Ends 1-7-20. Restrictions apply. New performance starter 25 megabits per second internet customers only. Equipment tax and fees extra and subject to change. After term regular rates apply. Actual speeds vary and are not guaranteed.
Hi, this is Lauren Choate with Choate's Air Conditioning, Heating, and Plumbing. As proud sponsors of our Memphis Tigers, we want to offer all our Tiger fans our $60 furnace tune-up or our $99 drain cleaning specials. Choate's is there for any of your HVAC, plumbing, air duct cleaning, whole home generator, or commercial needs. Call us at 901-347-8083. And remember, Choate's, let our family serve your family.
Wellness. It's important. Why not feel better with a therapeutic massage from Massage Envy? Not only can massage therapy for men alleviate stress and tension, it's also been shown to relieve neck and back pain, reduce heart rate and high blood pressure, and improve athletic performance. Massage Envy offers deep massages, deep muscle therapy, aromatherapy. So take care of yourself and call Massage Envy today at one of the four convenient Memphis locations, Midtown, Germantown, Collierville, and Cordova. Visit MassageEnvy.com to find your most convenient location. Appointments now available.
Tunica's next big winner is here. Welcome to Gold Strike's Moneyline Book Bar and Grill. It's your best bet for watching all the football action. Place your bets on all the day's big games. You'll never miss a score with over 50 HD TVs, bringing every play to you live. Eat and drink like a champ. All your favorite sports bites and beers are on the menu. And when you're ready to play, test your skills in the Mid-South's first Top Golf Swing Suite. It's more fun than you can tackle. Only at Gold Strike Casino Resort. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
It's happening. Wherever cupcakes are being frosted, songs are being recorded, and engines are being tuned, ADP is designing a better way to work. With industry-leading HR, talent, time, benefits, and payroll, more companies rely on ADP than any other HR partner. From small business to global enterprise, see how ADP can help you and your people achieve what you're working for at design.adp.com. ADP, always designing for people.
This is happening. Me in my office on Monday. Project hanging over my head like an anvil. And the new guy, Rick, shows up.
Been thinking about your problem there, boss. The answer's Upwork.
I'm not sure about Rick, but now I'm on Upwork and I'm seeing all the freelance help I need. Creative directors, designers, PMs, all available now. Then I see something even better. Project delivered with Upwork. This is happening.
People call me R-Dog.
Yeah, that's not happening, Rick.
Upwork. Hire freelancers. Make things happen.
Jason and John Guest appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness. This is the Jason and John Show. Presented by the Wing Guru. Only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
He is a man we refer to around here as the Oracle. His name is Leonard Draper. Y'all know him, longtime Tigers basketball supporter, supporter of that whole athletic program. Former best friend, confidant of the great Larry Finch. He joins us now. Brother Draper, how are you, sir?
I'm great, Jason. How are you today?
I am great because it's always a pleasure to get to talk to you. Read a little bit of you. Dana O'Neill had a story out last week, and I thought I read your quote on the air because I thought it was very important to. At a time, Brother Draper, where it feels like we're all excited about Penny, right? We all got national championship aspirations and dreams, and Penny's predicted national championship. You, sir, are tempering expectations just because I get the sense that you've seen it all, and you're just telling us, hold on a little bit. Why do so, sir? I have a feeling it's going to be great advice for all of us.
Well, Penny still has a very young team. And, you know, sometimes we can put expectations so high, and when people don't reach those expectations, we get very disappointed. As far as I'm concerned, I would love to see him go all the way with this, but I'm a realist when I've been around the program so long and see how things go. A lot of things has to happen. You know, I always said that you'll win some games you're supposed to win, you'll lose some you're not supposed to lose.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm very cautious about trying to put so much pressure on a bunch of young kids. And Coach, Penny has this idea. He's a winner, and he loves to win, and he's going to do everything in his power. And like he says, he's not going to step aside and dodge any team out there.
Are his too high? You know what I mean? Because, you know, like, obviously, Brother Draper, his is to win a national championship. So you'd say, on the surface, you'd say no, right? But he's running to this so early, you know what I mean? That I guess for the fans that are saying, hey, we can win because our coach is saying it.
You're right, Jeff. But here's the thing. No, I don't think his expectations too high. And it refers to an old thing. If you reach for the moon, if you miss, you're land among the stars. But, hey. Penny's expectation has always been that. Ever since I've known him, from a player, he's always expected to succeed at the highest level.
There is no question about that. Hey, Mr. Draper, what would you sort of compare the buzz to? The buzz in the city right now, like how excited people are. Like, what would you sort of compare the buzz in Memphis to right now that you're sort of experiencing around town?
Well, I mean, it's the going thing. The buzz is high. Everybody's all excited. You know, I've seen excitement before, but we've never seen it to the point where it is now because of news media and the ESPN and all of that. But we had some exciting times in the past. I can remember coming back from St. Louis. You know, there's some 10,000 people at the airport and then a big celebration at the Mid-South Coliseum. But at that time, we didn't have cell phones, didn't have all this news media and all of that. But this excitement now is what you can't buy as far as publicity. I mean, it's being mentioned all across the country.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Memphis is on the map because of what Penny and his staff has done. So is our football program. Our football program has taken another step. So it makes the overall program look great.
What did you think he showed as a coach last year, Brother Draper? And how did you think he fared? You told us before he even got hired that he'd be good in that spot. And I thought for a lot of people it was an eye-opener, right, that many people maybe even nationally that thought, well, maybe this is some kind of celebrity hire, right? Maybe he can't coach, but he can get the talent. What did you think he showed last year? What kind of grade would you give him?
Well, I would give him an A, not a super A, somewhere between a B-plus and an A. Because I think coming out of high school and taking on a team of players that he didn't know, except, you know, with the one that he recruited, I thought he did a real good job. And I never thought anything different that Penny would succeed. Because
right.
I know Penny is one of those exceptional athletes that he's self-taught. And like I say, he's been around some great coaches during his time. And like I say, and when you're around a winner and being taught, it exemplifies even on the high school level. If you know the X's and O's, you can transform that. The only difference that Penny did was to surround himself with some good people.
That's it.
And that's exactly what he did. And at this level, Jeff, you know it takes the head coach, but it also takes his support staff. And Penny has a great support staff. Plus, what made me really be thoroughly convinced was having going out and watching him practice and how he handles his practice and how he knows the game and how he moves his kids around with letting me know he's going to be a fine basketball coach. I can't see nothing but the sky's the limits for the young man.
What have you thought of that team when you've gotten in there and gotten a chance to watch them? What do you think?
There's a lot of talent there, a lot of raw talent. But the question of it is you got to be able to put all those kids together. You got to be able to put them in and let them work as a unit. Now, from what I've seen to him, look like Penny could start two different lineups. I mean, he can play big, he can play small, he can play, up-tempo. And, of course, getting into major college, you're not going to always have games where you have an up-tempo you're going to have to slow down and play some extra nose because you got some very fine coaches he's going to play against, and they're going to sit down how to figure out how to slow this team down. But I think with this team, if they would listen to him and do the things that he wants done, we're going to be okay. I think the strength of this team is going to be defense, too.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we have some scores, but I think we're going to have a lot of fouls to give, and we can play a good defense on any team that's coming in. And they studied pretty well. I'm familiar with that because I know teams in the past, Andre Turner and Keith Lee teams, they did a lot of studying. And these kids gotten to the point now where they like to watch games and go back and see what's wrong, what's different, what they can improve on. And I think that's going to be the strength of this team.
Yeah. Mr. Draper, you mentioned it, and I think that's exactly right. When you're dealing with such a young, talented team, you know, there's some fragility there, and eventually there's going to come a time where the rotation is shortened and somebody that thought they were going to play a ton of minutes isn't going to end up playing a ton of minutes. So how difficult will that be for Penny to just sort of handle all of that? And I think because he's a former NBA player and he does command that respect as such, it probably will be easier for him than coaches in the past. But just how difficult of a job do you see that being for him, and any coach should be in his position?
That's going to be the most difficult part of his job, is trying to put all those dispositions, all those attitudes, and trying to mold them into one. But what I've seen so far, an example of that, when we played in the Bahamas, how well those kids got out and played. He's different with an outstanding young group of young men. And I don't think it's going to be very difficult. But, you know, every kid wants to play. Every kid, you know, has in his mind, do you start? Can you start? I mean, you know, if they take on the team concept and say, hey, this is a team effort and we can do this as a team, then I think he's going to be okay. But I think he has the kind of temperament, and like I said, he has a support staff that can really help him get to that point. I don't know. I'd like to remind myself that Calipari can take all these high-profile athletes and mold them into a team. The key to it is starting off the season winning. If you start off the season where you're losing ball games, it'll take you almost half the season to get your kids back.
Mm-hmm.
But these kids know that they can play. They know that they can win. They believe they can win. And after practice is over, I've heard Penny and the coaches make statements to the kid. We can all get there. We can get there, but it's going to take everybody doing his part. And I believe that's going to happen with this team.
Would you rather, Brother Draper, be down ranked right now to start the season kind of in that 10 to 15 range or maybe even lower? Or you know, some people have looked at that, well, the fact that you've got a number one recruiting class when Duke and Kentucky have got those, typically they're top five ranked teams. Memphis isn't that so far. Would you rather be sort of, you know, maybe a little bit lower and you use that as motivation and you fine with, you think they're number one team and from what you've seen in there, you fine with putting them everywhere where you want to put them?
Well, you know, I've heard him say rankings are okay. Rankings are stuff that they put on paper.
Mm-hmm.
So rankings are not worth anything if you don't put it out on the floor.
Right.
The game still has to be played out on the floor. Now, on paper, we look very good because we got the number one recruiting class in the country. So, really, to me, it doesn't matter where we rank. Okay. It matter where we finish is out.
Absolutely.
That's the most important thing.
Absolutely.
This is what I've heard him say to his team. It's not what – how you finish this thing. And you know, we get in there, we'll get our rankings. And like I say, it's going to be a trying year. It's going to be a very interesting year. I just hope the fans of Memphis would be patient and take their time and look at this because right now we're on the upswing because we were at a low point at one time. And because I've been around the program for almost 49 years, and I've seen the ups and downs of this University of Memphis basketball program.
That's why
right now we're at the highest point we've ever been.
Yep, that's why we love having you on because you've seen all of it. And I wonder, is you think that's the advice Larry would be giving him right now, if Larry was still to try to, you know, to I know we're all excited, but you know, keep those expectations where, you know, don't get too crazy. You think Larry, in terms of the advice he'd be giving, I know he'd be proud of him. Brother Draper, you think you'd be telling them, you know, take it easy, you know, build up to it?
Well, for I've often been around, because, you know, I was around Larry's program so much.
Mm-hmm.
And And, you know, and Larry was always telling him, you know, you can always, if you get out and work hard, good things will happen to you. I remember he had a favorite saying, the sign was over the locker room door. Words lead is spoken, but let your deeds do your talking. Now, you can talk this game, but can you back up this talk you're doing? And right now, you don't see that these kids on this team is braggadocious about who they are, where they come from. All they want to do is have expectations of trying to move as far as we can. I had someone ask me the other day, he said, you think we'd be in the Final Four? Mm-hmm. I said, well, I would hope we'd be in the Final Four. I said, but, you know, it takes a team at the end of the season. Yeah, Jason, you know that you got to put that 6 games in a row.
That's right. It's
so
hard to do.
Some things have to fall in place for you, Jason. So, but my expectation is that we'll do very, very well. I'm going to say this. Let's play these games one game at a time.
There you go.
Let's play one opponent at a time and see where we go from here, because right now I think the target is going to be on our back, okay?
Yep.
So it's how well we do and how well these kids can handle the adversity that comes with it.
No question about that. Mr. Draper, this is always an honor and a privilege.
Thank you so much
for the time.
Oh, I appreciate it. Look forward to it, and let's go Tigers.
Yes, sir. We'll see you out there, Brother Draper.
Now,
thank you, man.
Hey, Jason.
Yes, sir.
Take care of yourself.
You
okay.
Too. See you soon.
Bye-bye.
Now, your horrible weekend, I thought, was continuing into Monday when he referred to you as Jeff 3 times. And I don't know, like, what it is about you that, you know, makes him think about – maybe it's the elite question asking, Jason, that reminds him so much of Jeff. It's hard for me to contain myself, you know, in any situation like that. It's just very hard for me to contain myself. But my man, by the end of it, and maybe that's the lesson here, by the end of it, it was all good. By the end of it, it was made right, and you became Jason again.
No, I have a brother named Jeff.
You do have a brother named Jeff. Oh. He's right.
So it happens quite often.
No
quite,
doubt.
Yeah. Happens quite often.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
and you were handling it really well.
I know
well.
You were saying, could have been Calkins, you thought? Could have been Jeff Weinberger.
Rest in heaven.
So, yeah. That said, it came back to Jason, mm-hmm. and it doesn't matter. That man could call me, Dwight Howard, and I would still wrap my arms around him and hug him, and tell him how much I love him. He is the Oracle. We go to him for all the answers.
I think that's where I draw the line. But point taken. Point taken. So anyway,
what I don't like is you reveling in.
It's just
the great Leonard Draper.
No, it's just so funny, man.
Yeah, I see, but I didn't get those. I didn't get that out of it like you did.
Well, your reaction was really the part, because you're over here looking at me like
jerks.
People can't see, right? I really wish our show was simulcast, because if people could only see your reaction, now they're gonna hear it. They're gonna be like, "Oh, Jason, that's awesome. You handled it so well." But then, like, if they could only see, you know,
you're gonna tell the people it's different than what they heard, huh?
Yeah, but again, all's well that ends well. That's what Shakespeare
wrote. We got back on track, didn't we?
And we
just
definitely
like those
do.
Bears will after the bye week.
I think everything Leonard said, I think there's such a message in there, you know, and I think it's always good to hear his perspective.
I don't think we want to hear it right now, right? Especially when your head coach has predicted a national championship, but I think it's wise. I think it's wise, and we absolutely know that, you know, with a young team, it's already hard to do to go win 6, as Brother Draper just said, but to do it with such a young team. Yeah, I mean, what he's saying is absolutely right. You know, to be expecting this thing, right?
Yes.
To think it's outside the realm of possibility that you could have a first or second round exit. I tell you, we'd be super disappointed. It's not. And I suppose you could still find a success in that, in getting back to the tournament. But, come on, this is a year you got Precious and James.
Yep.
You're trying to get as far as you can go. And it's
got to maximize it.
I would say this. It's hard to temper and pull in expectations when you got a head coach that believes so clearly.
No doubt.
And so firmly that he's got – a shot to win it, if not the best shot. So he's predicted it. No reason to run away from that. But I think Draper's right. You got to be careful.
Yeah, I agree 100%. All right, we will come back, wrap this thing up on what has been a very eventful Monday for you. Jeff and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
We're sticking cash in your app. Download the Radio.com app for free now from the App Store. Favorite 92.9 FM ESPN. Then listen weekdays at the top of every hour. 9 a.m., 10 a.m., 11 a.m., 12 noon, 1 p.m., 2 p.m., 3 p.m., and 4 p.m. Get the code. Text that word we give you to 72881. Data message rates apply. National contest. Get the code and you could win $1,000 from 92.9 FM ESPN.
Now that Human Resources VP Ashley Campbell has Kronos for HR, payroll, talent, and time, she's managing her workforce like a rock star. She even has her own hype song.
I'm the spark before the fire. I'm the power in the train. I
have a really diverse workforce with different hours, skill sets, and pay grades.
Don't stop. Don't stop. I'm the dream. You should know that.
Now we're motivating and engaging the right people. Every step of the way.
Kronos, HR solutions for the modern workforce and the people who support them. Learn more at kronos.com/HR swagger.
Is your business still settling for slow internet? Well, time is money. Switch to Comcast Business now and get a great deal on fast, reliable internet. With a 30-day money-back guarantee, installation when it works for you, and 24/7 customer support, it's time to take your business beyond. Right now, get 75 megabit internet for $49.95 per month for 2 years when you add two voice mobility lines and sign up for paperless billing and auto pay. Plus, we offer solutions like powerful Wi-Fi that thinks about what customers want, and automatic internet backup that can keep your business running. So what are you waiting for? Get the internet your business really needs. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business, beyond fast.
Monthly service charge increases by $10 without paperless billing and autopay. Offer ends 11/21/19. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra subject to change. Backup limited up to 8 hours.
I'm on Dead Man's Bend at midnight when my gas light pops on. I see a gas station ahead. Just my luck. Or is it? I walk in. The attendant lifts a bony finger towards me and croaks, "You want a Halloween jumbo box?" I whisper it, terrified, "No." And as I leave, he asks the lady behind me. She says, "Okay." And then...
she wants $75,000!
Scare up some cash with the Halloween jumbo box instant game. Only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing, head-raising fun. Please play responsibly.
1, 2, it's coming for you. 3, 4, you could win much more. 5, 6, on a scratch ticket. 7, 8, it's not too late. The new haunted Jumbo Bucks instant game. With a top prize of $75,000, it's a terrifyingly great way to celebrate Halloween. Only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Just remember to play responsibly. 9, 10, time to play again.
Quintessential Suites. They're over at 2811 Bartlett Boulevard. And I suggest you get over there quick, because you're going to find out, you're going to wish you'd been over there much sooner. Memphian Christopher Gray and his lovely wife bringing you the most exquisite suites in the city. You can check out the selection over at quintessentialsuites.com, or again, just head over for yourself. Take my word for it. I ain't telling you wrong. 2811 Bartlett Boulevard. And John, you'll be able to get everything from the traditional, like a regular best tasting funnel cake you've ever had, to the more unique, like their strawberry cheesecake funnel cake, or how about some homemade banana pudding ice cream? You're not going
to
beat it.
Yeah, you don't have to go all the way to the fair and brave those crowds for the sweet treats at Quintessential Suites. They've got the great tasting funnel cake. They got cookies and cream, s'mores, turtle, strawberry shortcake, and strawberry cheesecake funnel cake. And they also have deep fried Twinkies and Oreos. You can't beat that.
Their gourmet sweets are the perfect touch for your birthday party. You got a business meeting, you want to meet them over there, do it. My wife did it, 2811 Bartlett Boulevard, and all 12 to 13 of our ladies left happy. They left full. And again, you can check out this lovely menu at quintessentialsuites.com, or go visit them for yourself. Earn some real brownie points with the wife, 2811 Bartlett Boulevard.
Just when you thought the biggest, baddest track in NASCAR couldn't get any better, we broke ground on Transformation, the Talladega Super Speedway infield project to enhance the fan experience. Check it out this October, if you're big and bad enough.
Right now at Thompson Machinery, your local Cat dealer, get 0% for 60 months with zero down on select new Cat compact equipment. Whether you're looking to buy, lease, or rent, we've got the right solution to fit your job site needs. Call Thompson Machinery at 901-245-6337 or visit tmcat.com/bigtimesupport. That's Thompson Machinery at 901-245-6337 or tmcat.com/bigtimesupport. Terms and conditions apply.
Don't be left standing outside this season. Visit the Sportsbook Lounge at Samstown. Take a seat, take a sip, and win big. You won't miss out on any game action at Samstown Tunica. Must be 21 or older. Other restrictions apply. Gambling problem? Call 888-777-9696.
This is happening. Our busy company's buzzing like the hornet's nest in the tree outside. Then Tina walks in.
We've got a projections problem, Brian. Management's given us crazy numbers to hit and not enough crew to handle it.
I spring into action like a human hornet and jump on Upwork. I book a team of remote freelance pros, each ready to start immediately. And those projections, with Upwork, this is happening. Hey, Tina, want to get lunch?
Thanks, but there's hornets outside.
Upwork. Hire freelancers. Make things happen.
Jason and John Guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
The Live Love Memphis Group. Time has come. You're going to list your home. You're going to buy a new one. They are the team in Memphis that you need to get with. They're the best in Memphis. Just ask the countless people who have used them, like Steve. Steve had his home listed in Cordova with another agent for 5 months. Got little to no activity, according to him. Well, then he switched up. Got with the Live Love Memphis Group. They had multiple showings and sold the home in 2 weeks in January. That's hard to do, but not for Live Love Memphis.
That's how to get down over at Live Love. Check out for yourself over at livelovememphis.com. If you're ready to call, like so many have, and we're grateful that you've listened to us and have called, and then you got grateful because you got that home sold, like Lewis, who's out in Phoenix now because he got that home sold. 901-685-6000. Give him a call. You can ask for Jennifer Carstensen. She's the captain of this hard working team. Going to get that home sold very quickly for you. That's been pretty much all of our experiences. Who have gone to Live Love and asked them to sell our home. I was one. Mine got sold in 6 days. Be like me. Be like Lewis. Be like everybody else. The website's livelovememphis.com, or you can give them a call again at 901-685-6000.
All right. Let's do that thing we do.
Here's what 92.9's Jason, John, and Carson are checking out tonight.
Well, I'll be checking out a little Bluff City Law. I mean, that's all I got, really, in life, is Tigers football.
Apparently, the second episode was pretty good, though.
Is Tigers football? I know it was.
I got it recorded. I haven't had a chance to see it yet.
Well, I had to deal with farmers. There you go. There's your spoiler.
I knew that.
I'm just hoping in episode three, Brad, that we can get kind of away from the farmers. I love the farming life. We've done that the first two episodes.
Is this one about farmers as well?
Here is the description.
It'd be three for three if we had another farmer episode. I think not. I can actually give you the fate of an innocent man, not a farmer. Is in the hands of Elijah and Jake. Meanwhile, Sydney and Anthony take a case brought to them by an old professor, and it may be more than it seems.
Okay, I can get down with that. Sounds kind of intriguing, somewhat.
I don't think there's a farmer tonight. Not that I have anything against farming.
This is Elijah from South Memphis, by the way.
I got him, and I got Tiger football. That is it.
Man, you and Elijah.
Home of the Blues.
We are like 15 minutes away from what we will hopefully be a game that will force a game five in this best of five series with the Braves, the Cardinals, the game on 790 AM. But, bro, Cardinals just blew a terrific all-time performance by Adam Wainwright yesterday.
You had that, Jason. You had that this weekend. That was actually a bright spot to see the Cardinals shrink.
Yeah, your nemesis.
That's got to be. You got to find some joy in that, right?
Good point. Do you think I would revel in watching another man lose?
That's not the kind of person he is.
Do you think I'm that kind of person, John?
He's not going to stoop low like that. A high road kind
of
person.
I felt terrible for the Cardinals. They wasted an absolute gem from Waino.
Yeah.
Good person alert. Good person alert there, John. And
I don't doubt it. I don't deny it. I'm an awful human.
But I hated to see that happen to Carlos Martinez.
You will probably be more into this Niners game tonight, I assume.
Me? Oh, I mean, I'll certainly be watching it tonight, but I will be checking out immediately the Memphis Pro Day. It is open to the media.
It's a big one.
It is open to the media at 3 o'clock for a few windows, it sounds like. Listen, you're going to get a chance to see, again, nothing, I think, groundbreaking to us, nothing earth-shattering for us. We've seen DJ and Precious and James, and like, we've seen them go through workouts and stuff. But really, it's just the spectacle, honestly, of having that many NBA representatives under one roof for just your guys. Like, not for a game where Anthony Edwards is on the other side of the court, right? It's your team. And so, yeah, it's going to be interesting to just see, you know, what guys look like, what exactly they do. But it's fantastic exposure, no doubt about it, for that program.
They've raised the expectation level up, too, just because – or the anticipation level, I should say, right? Because you didn't get to see these guys in the Bahamas. Typically, you'd have had a bunch of these scouts go down there with no Precious, no James.
Yeah.
They're, you know, for some of them, it wasn't as busy because those guys weren't there.
Were you guys surprised that Damian Baugh is not being brought up in a lot of these conversations? Boogie is obviously the big name from the recruiting class, but Damian Baugh looks like a damn pro to me. And I've seen crappy games, but...
I think Damian Baugh is being brought up. I just think it's taking the rest of the country some time to get familiar.
Right.
And I think they will. Like, it will only be a matter of time.
He has the size, especially the length, and he's got the prototypical athleticism that they like.
Yeah.
What Damian's got a lot to prove, though, in terms of scoring and everything else before. But he is definitely – that's just the size alone, the dog in him and the length and all, and the NBA. That's enough. He's on the radar, absolutely.
Yeah, like, I mean, the guy who can really help himself, I think Damian is like that guy.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Because, you know, I think if you talk to the coaches, like, you'll probably get great feedback on Damian because he's had that kind of a summer. But – it's another thing to hear it from the coaching staff, and it's another thing to see it live and in effect.
Right.
And so I think a guy like Damian Baugh is going to really be able to help himself. You know, Boogie, absolutely, because he's a top 30 prospect. But really, you know, Precious and James, they are who they are. They're top 10 talents. They're top 10, you know, level talents. And I don't think NBA scouts are going to learn anything about them that they already didn't know. You know what I mean?
Right.
You're having this for DJ Jeffries. You're having this for Boogie, for Damian, for Lester, you know, Lance Thomas. Those are the kinds of guys that you are having this day for. So I'll be over at the Lori Walton facility at 3 o'clock checking that out. So it definitely should be a very interesting afternoon. You will be as well. That's going to do it for us today. As always, this show was brought to you by the Wing Guru. Stop by if you are hungry. Thanks to our guests who joined us on the show today, Jonathan Gavone, Jason Fitz, and Leonard Draper. The autumn wind.
Oh, come on. You ain't going to have this tomorrow. You're going to have to get some new material.
Is a pirate. Don't forget it. Giannotto and Jeffrey are up next. For Jason, I'm John. We're gone.
Celebrating a decade as Memphis at America's very best. This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, a radio.com sports station. 92.9 FM, ESPN. Get in and win the 92.9 ATC Fitness College Football Pickoff. Log on to 92.9ESPN.com. Make your college football picks. Make your picks before kickoff. Collect points and you could win. Weekly winners get a 4-month free premium membership to ATC Fitness. And one grand prize winner gets a $500 gift card to Outdoor Living by Memphis Pool, $500 in gift cards to Fleming's Prime Steakhouse and Wine Bar, and a master-built digital smoker from 92.9ESPN.com.
Hey, I'm Archie at Pep Boys Service Tech. You know, wet leaves and slick roads can cause your tires to slip, so you need tread with good grip. Celebrate Fall Car Care Month at Pep Boys and get quality tires with good traction.
Now at Pep Boys, buy 3 Kumho KU22 tires, get the 4th free, and $50 back by manufacturer mail-in rebate, plus get a $50 Visa card by mail when you open a new Pep Boys credit card now through October 20th. 4 tire installation required. Credit card subject to credit approval. See restrictions at pepboys.com.
Visit your Pep Boys service and tire center today.
Hey, get this. I'm getting free delivery on my groceries this month.
Free? How are you doing that?
Just by using code HOMEFREE on the Walmart grocery app.
That's for all your groceries? What about fresh fruit for your kids' lunches?
Free delivery.
Veggies for weeknight dinner?
A free delivery.
And that dinner party you're hosting?
Free delivery! Sorry.
Use code HOMEFREE to get free delivery all month. Walmart. Save money, live better. $50 minimum. Offer expires October 31st.
Every year, millions fly with us at Allegiant because together we go places. From how we go to where we go to what we do when we get there, we love doing it together. Save when you book flights, hotels, and rental cars only at Allegiant.com. Together, we fly.
Book a nonstop flight from Memphis to Tampa, St. Pete, one way for as low as $44. Must be purchased by October 16, 2019 for travel between October 4th, 2019 and January 12th, 2020. Seats and dates are limited. Restrictions apply. See Allegiant.com for details.
Get to know the number one auto and home insurer in Tennessee, State Farm. I'm Kathy Thurman Edwards, the agent on Brookhaven Circle. And the reason my name is on the sign is because of my talented team inside. Call us, 901-767-7744. We're all better looking than a lizard.
Hi, my name is Jerry Sinclair of Sinclair Mechanical. I've been doing HVAC repair and installation in the Memphis area for over 20 years. I am a one-man show. I don't have a home office, and I don't have a website. Because I don't need one. Unlike my competition, I do not have a huge overhead. So not only are you getting quality HVAC service, but you're getting a huge savings. Plus, it never hurts to have the guy as your point of contact. So call me today, 901-212-4636. That's 212-4636.
It doesn't take a focus group to name a Papa John's pizza with five of our best meats. Just take a ginormous bite and blurt out the first thing you think of. Meats! With an S. Meats, plural. Used in a sentence, it would be like, holy cow, that's a lot of meats. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'm gonna go enjoy the meats of my labor. Try large meats or works for just $12, only at Papa John's. Not valid with other discounts. Fees and taxes extra. Prices may vary.
If you're ready to sell your home,
or if you're ready to find the home of your dreams, you need to call the Live Love Memphis group today.
The website is livelovememphis.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.